The following program is paid for by the Neal Financial Group.
Welcome to the Money Makeover Show. The Money Makeover team is here live to help you make smarter financial decisions. Certified financial planner Doug Neal, chartered financial consultant Jamie Keys, certified financial planner Tony Nafar, and your team of CPAs, attorneys, real estate, and financial pros. Now, here's your Money Makeover team.
Good morning. Welcome to the Money Makeover Show. Hey, this is the place where we help you make better, smarter financial decisions. So glad you're joining us today. I'm Tony Navarro, certified financial planner. In the studio with me today, Doug Neal, certified financial planner. Of course, Craig Montana, running the studio for us. And let me give you ahead of time here our 800 number, toll free, for you to dial anywhere in the continental USA. And that number is 800-332-7879, 800-332-7879. And we have a lot to talk about this morning. And, of course, we always pause for your questions, comments, concerns, you, your finances, your money, and those who you love and care about. Also, so glad to have you joining us again, 800-332-7879. So good morning, everybody. Morning, Doug.
Good morning. It's always good to be here. Got lots of good information. It's always good between shows. It's kind of good we don't have a show every day in the sense that we get a chance to talk to a lot of individuals and people and what's going on in their lives and the questions that they have.
Yeah, get lots of questions. I mean, we can just be out at a restaurant, or for Doug, it's always the donut hour at church.
I get lots of questions.
So we get them all the time from people who are our clients and who are not our clients. A lot of them from people that are not our clients.
Right, and that's fine, because we, like I was talking with the one lady from the Donut Hour, we do these things all day, every day. We run across them.
Yeah, we look at people's retirement planning and Medicare and all these different things that go on. Maybe it's 529 plans for their kids or their grandkids. All kinds of financial issues for people all the time.
And what happens to most people, you hear something, and you remember a part of it, and so you hear parts of things, and it's like, is that really how it works? Can I really do that with my Roth, or should I do a Roth, or should I take money out of my IRA for a down payment on my children's house?
Mm-hmm.
You know, can I do those? What's the ramifications? Well, We can answer those questions for you.
We can. We can indeed. Also, you know, a lot of folks, when the market gets more volatile, and it's been a pretty big ride up and down all over the place, not making a lot of headway in the end, but it's been all over the place. It's way up, way down, way up, way down. And we've been kind of hanging in the middle of the road if you look in between all the peaks and valleys and draw a line down the center of it.
For the first half of 2015, the S&P 500 was flat, 0.07% return.
Yeah.
I mean, you get more.
I mean, that's about like having a CD now.
You get 1% with a CD. But that's the first half of the year. Now, we got the second half of the year. So, what's going to happen?
Well, you know, and if you listen to Janet Yellen, our Fed chairwoman, who spoke up today during some media events with the Federal Reserve, she's seeing that in her book and all the other economists that she deals with, and there are a ton of them, that they think the rest of 2015's going to be better. Industrial production's up, a few other things, the housing markets have been better, a number of factors that they look at. The thing is, she says that means that they're probably still on track to hike interest rates.
Yeah, which is a good thing, bad thing? We don't know. I mean, it's not necessarily a bad thing, hiking interest rates.
We've had lots of very successful stock market action over the years in the face of 5, 6, 8, 10 rate hikes in a 1 to 2 year period.
So that's not necessarily a bad thing when they're talking about that. It could be a very good thing, but your expectations, you got to be careful.
So speaking of expectations, we're going to talk a little bit about a couple of cases in point with people who are all of a sudden wanting to shift their investments around inside of their IRA accounts Don't know whether they saw it on TV somewhere or what, but all of a sudden it's popping out of the woodwork. And
if people are looking for strategies and well, let's try this, let's do that, and is that worth looking at?
Yeah. And is it instant gratification? Probably not. Mm-hmm. How long does it take, right?
Yeah, that's right.
So we're going to talk about that. Also, we're going to talk with you again about our wonderful and very timely and important workshop coming up right here in Brenham, coming up next week on
next
Wednesday.
Next week from today, mm-hmm. Wednesday.
So we're going to talk about a couple of Social Security and Medicare issues so we can get you primed so that you can call us with the right answer to that in a few minutes. Question we're going to ask about it. And you can score a couple of tickets. So stay with us. Money Makeover Show will be right back.
Schleider Furniture in Brenham's Made in America sale is on now. Extra discounts on all our fine brands made in the USA like Lazy Boy, Sealy Posturepedic, Stearns & Foster, Vaughn Bassett, Mayo, Best, Franklin, Ashley, Medlift, and more. Over 100 different recliners, chairs, and power lift recliners in stock to try, all on sale, ready to deliver. Schleiders has the biggest selection of Brenham brand mattresses anywhere, including the big city, with 36 different Sealy Posturepedic, Stearns & Foster, and Tempur-Pedics to try at unbeatable prices. Free delivery to 50 miles with $500 purchase. Extra discount for cash or up to 48 months 0% interest. See store for details. Visit Schleider Furniture for great selection and sale prices on all our fine American-made furniture, including Sealy, made right here in Brenham. Quality.
Did you know that Blinn College's Brenham campus offers more on-campus housing than any other community college in the state? With award-winning faculty, Blinn offers the finest two-year music, theater, agriculture, and athletic programs in the state, along with a wealth of student activities, clubs, and organizations. That's a well-rounded college experience you can't find at other community colleges. Be informed about Blinn. Visit us at blinn.edu and see all that we have to offer. Blinn College. Proven.
Hi, this is Randy.
And this is Susan. And we are here to thank you for your support of Higgins South Store, located at 2236 Market.
I've been there, and it is awesome. Great fashion, shoes, jewelry, and gift items at low prices. Bargains galore, the best shopping in all of Washington County.
Come see us. Our hours are Monday through Friday, 12 to 5, Saturday, 10 to 2. We're located at the Sutherland Shopping Center.
Thank you for your support, and God bless you.
Summer is here. Time to get your water well system checked. Call Justin Bilski with JB Water Well Service at 979-830-0625. Justin can check your complete system to ensure it's working properly in time to start watering the yard and fill the swimming pool. Justin offers free estimates, water testing, pump service, and repair. Also, constant pressure pumps, solar pumps, water conditioning system, and now trenching. Call 979-830-0625 today to schedule a checkup or visit online at jbwaterwellservice.com. JB Water Well Service, licensed and insured.
For more than 55 years, the Brenham Clinic has been here for you and your family. And as the community has grown and changed, so has the Brenham Clinic. That's why they're not only home to a team of doctors whose specialties range from family and internal medicine to pediatrics and obstetrics, but the network of specialists at College Station Medical Center also offers appointments right here at home. Extended hours and same-day appointments are available. To schedule yours, visit BrenhamClinic.com.
The Money Makeover Team is here live to help you make smarter financial decisions. Now, here's your Money Makeover Team.
Welcome back to the Money Makeover Show with Neil Financial Group, office here in Central Texas, just on Main Street across from the courthouse in downtown Brenham. Also another one about a mile and a half from the Galleria shopping area in Houston. And, of course, we're licensed as advisors and planners in 17 states.
Yeah, wow. 17 could be... It varies.
Could be more.
Yeah,
could be less. It depends on you know, where business actually takes us, and where, you know, sometimes we have clients that move.
That's what usually happens.
Yeah.
Clients, or we have family members. Mm-hmm. I just got notice that my Minnesota license is up for renewal in September.
Mm-hmm.
And, well, that's because I've got family up there. My wife's got family up there, and so we do business with them. So we got to have licenses there.
Yeah. So we got you covered, and of course we do 401k business all over the place. Even some businesses that have some of their offices here in Texas, yeah. And then they have other ones.
I've got one with an office in Houston, and they have another big office in Atlanta.
Mm-hmm.
But the main office is in Houston, so that's, we can run it out of there.
You don't have to have a Georgia
right.
license
don't have
for
to
that.
Have a Georgia license for that. I did it one time, though, when they first set it
mm-hmm.
up.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't know better.
So.
Now we do.
We're all over the place. That's the whole thing. And also, we're constantly studying. Both Doug and I have to go back for our every however.
2 years. Every two years,
we've got to totally renew our securities. That's
securities licenses.
Mm-hmm.
You got to take an exam. And then you also, for the CFP, you got to get 30 credit hours every 2 years.
Yeah,
so
on top of that.
So that's how we keep updated, because you have to.
And we have to have in certain amounts of insurance credits
right.
as well. So we're constantly upgrading and updating our knowledge.
Do a lot of reading. A lot of different areas. That's why we can come up with so many different things. We're looking to see what's going on, but also what's happening, tax law changes, investment
right.
changes. There's so many things. And one point I wanted, since we got that Social Security workshop coming up on Wednesday, we're getting a really good turnout
yeah,
for that.
Yeah, we are. I'm really glad to see that.
Yeah.
It's very important.
Elaine Simmons, who's a 35-year retiree from Social Security Administration. Fidelity is sponsoring this, which is great, because they sponsor Elaine. They fly her around all around the country.
Yeah, just to do these workshops, yeah. And it has nothing to do, by the way, with buying anything from Fidelity.
Right.
All right. There is no sales pitch, no pressuring, no nothing. This is strictly information about how you should be thinking about dealing and planning on
mm-hmm.
dealing or helping your family to get through this maze of rules and regulations from Social Security.
Yeah, see, Fidelity's doing it as a PR for us, as the advisors, and we're doing it for our radio listeners and for our clients to help
yes.
you guys out.
Yeah.
And one thing that we haven't talked about in the last week or two, we've talked a lot about Social Security, but
yes.
that's a big topic for those. There's one thing that comes up here. Medicare and Social Security are not the same thing. They don't have the same filing dates. They don't have the same rules and regulations, although in times past, the ages matched up. Point I'm making here is when you turn 65, you need to file for Medicare.
Yeah, and in fact, don't they recommend that you start on that three months ahead of your 65th birthday?
Right. I think you get 3 months. I'm not as up on this as I should be. That's Doug Shoppy's expertise. Either 3 months before and 3 months after, you can file for your Medicare at age 65. Has nothing to do with Social Security.
No.
So 65 is the magic age for Medicare. If you don't file in that time, your premiums go up for each year yeah. that you don't file, and they never come down.
Mm-hmm.
So you're penalized,
yeah. So just remember, it's 65 for Medicare, but it's going to be 66 plus however many months, depending on when your birthday is, right, that you're going to apply for Social Security. That's what would be your full retirement age. Now, you can still hold off till 70, or you can take it earlier at 62
right.
on Social Security, but your full retirement age for Social Security is 66 plus however many months.
Depending upon when you're born.
Remember, Medicare is age 65 no matter what. All right? That's when you really should be applying for your Medicare benefits.
And that's where people get screwed up, as they think, well, I'll wait till my Social Security, I retire for Social Security at 66 and so many months, and I'll file for Medicare at the same time. Well, in the meantime, then your cost of Medicare went up. So 65, magic number. I wanted to touch on that one since.
And remember that, too, by the way, because we're going to do our little contest in just a few minutes here for you to be able to score a couple of free passes to our upcoming Social Security workshop, and that is coming up right here in Brenham. We're going to do it at the Cannery Kitchen. It's going to be a lunchtime thing, roughly 11:30 to 1. And it's going to be next Wednesday, the 22nd of July. So the only way to get in there is to score a couple of passes here on the program, or if you're one of our clients and you're listening in and haven't gotten your invitation, call us.
You should have your invitation by now, but we need to hear back from you so we get a head count for the food. And then, so yeah, that's coming up, and we need to get that going. That's a good time. Also, coming up next, we have a lot of investment questions now.
With
the volatility going on in the marketplace, I've got two specific ones that will hit some people here. Kind of interesting. It's common, but they don't understand it. But we should ask that question now, Tony, for those people that want to score the passes for the workshop, the free passes for the workshop.
All right. So we're going to get you on here, and let me give you the phone number to call right now. All right, that's 800-332-7879. That's 800-332-7879. So, the question is, at what age should you file for Medicare benefits? Not Social Security. What age do you need to file for Medicare benefits?
We'll take the first phone caller on that one, either on the air or off the air. So
that's right.
Might not want to wait till the break.
Yeah, so call us now if you want to. Craig Montana's right here, and he'll pick up the line for you. At what age do you file for Medicare benefits? When can you start on those? What age for Medicare benefits? Here's our number again, 800-332-7879. Call us now, 800-332-7879. We're waiting for you to call. And while we're waiting, let's talk about our other topic.
I want to set the stage now because the stock market has been so volatile. And what that means is it's up 200 points, down 200 points, up 300 points, down 150 points. You know, and you look at your statements, and some of the statements, that, since we're in the middle of July now, you should be getting your end of the quarter, end of June statements. Just had a phone call yesterday. Yeah, I'm down $7,000-$8,000. Well, that was 15 days ago. Today, you're up about even. And what had happened, the S&P 500 is somewhere in the range of a roughly a 1% return, which includes the dividends.
And by the way, the S&P 500 index is pretty much in record territory.
Right?
Record high territory. So when you're seeing things fluctuating, just remember where we are overall. It's never been this high before.
Right.
That's the idea.
So now a question came in from a client, a Houston client. We pick on the Houston ones because they tend not necessarily to listen as much as the people out here in Central Texas. Got a question from him. He's got an IRA, a Roth IRA, and he wanted to, it's invested in many different securities, individual stocks, a few mutual funds, and so on. And the volatility is getting to him. And he came back and asked, I would like to move his, he wanted to move 25% of his funds into cash, into a specific
cash type of
Money market, money management type of account. So, okay, that's fine. If you want to be more cash right now, that doesn't earn hardly anything, but it's not volatile. But then he said, I want the rest of my money 25% in each of these areas, a large cap or an aggressive growth fund.
How old is he?
He's 45, 46. Okay. So 25% into an aggressive, aggressive growth fund. A 25% into a fund that pays dividends or focuses on companies that pay dividends, and 25% that is focused on international growth. So the growth part's fine. His age, aggressive growth, that kind of fits him a little bit.
Even though he's very sensitive to all the market fluctuations.
Right.
Okay.
Because that's just the way, knowing that particular individual.
Okay. And that's another thing, by the way, about having an advisor working with you.
Yeah.
What Doug just said, knowing that person.
Yeah.
Different.
And he made the comment that my wife would like to move her monies also. And we just met with these people a month or so ago, and his wife, when we talked then, said, no, I don't think I want that much cash, 25% cash in my account. I think I just want to keep it invested. Okay.
Well, but see, this is her retirement plan account.
Yep,
we're talking about individual IRA accounts. And don't forget, everybody, that your 401k, your IRA, your 403b plan, those are your own personal retirement accounts. Married, single, whatever, those are your own personal accounts. So if these folks had a joint brokerage account...
Different story.
Different story on that. One or the other of you, depending on how you got this set up, but one or the other of you basically can say, all right, I want to switch our entire investment horizon
in the joint
how
account.
We do it.
In
yes,
the joint account.
In a joint account. But the IRAs are separate.
See, now... Even though I've known these people for a while, I still need to go back and I need to call her and say, is this what you want to do?
Okay.
Even though it's kind of touchy ground there because the husband comes in and says, this is what she would like to do too. And it's kind of like going over his head.
Well, see, we can't just listen to him because
it's not his account.
So we have to have that conversation with the spouse and ask her what she wants to do.
And that's the other thing. We can't take instructions over emails either.
No.
When you're talking about buying or selling or moving things because...
Over the phone, yes. If we're talking to you in person, one-on-one, we cannot take your instructions on a recorded call. If you leave a message for us, we cannot... Act on that.
Because it could be sometimes we're out of the office for a day or two, or sometimes you called the wrong number and left it on the wrong machine.
So we either have to see you eyeball to eyeball in the office, or we have to talk with you one-on-one.
Unless we've made prior arrangements and
yes.
have full discretion, which
yes.
is fine. But those are some of the things that have to be careful with.
Mm-hmm.
But on his particular case, and so I did some research. I haven't gotten back to him yet today. I was going to do that later after the show. Found in our research department a large aggressive growth fund that looks really good. But the swing on that, the best 3 months was like a plus 43. Worst 3 months was a minus 38. So
it can go up as much as it can go down.
Correct.
And it's a 40-point swing one way or the other.
You got it. So now 40-point, well,
roughly.
What difference does that make? Well, if you got $100,000 and you go down 40%, now you got $60,000 on your statement. Is that what you want to be looking at? That's volatility, but that's what he said he wanted. So now the question is, we got to have that discussion with him. Is that really what you want? Because that's the swing on that particular fund. And this is a very good fund.
Yeah, it doesn't mean it's
record.
Bad.
Yeah.
It's a bad fund. It's just that the type of investing that happens inside of that fund is capable of producing that kind of volatility.
Correct. And so that's where you working with an advisor, you can have that discussion. Because then if he, and we've got some other ones here, international fund that's really good and some dividend funds that are good. And so we did those and he decided to do them on himself. And now the question comes up, okay, a year from now, is that still a good fund? How do I gauge it to see if it's still doing what it's doing? And is there style drift? What the heck is style drift?
Oh, you need to be concerned, says, to our upcoming next Wednesday, noontime.
Luncheon.
Discussion workshop about Social Security, when to file, how to file, what types of benefits are there, things you don't know. I can guarantee you there are going to be some things you don't know and you need to. Here again is our question. At what age do you need to start filing your Medicare, not Social Security, Medicare benefit? At what age do you file for Medicare? Give us a call now. Answer that question, and we'll give you the two free passes to that workshop. Here's our number, 800-332-7879, 800-332-7879. I know you know. How old do you have to be to file for Medicare benefits? Start them up at what age? 800-332-7879. We are waiting for your call at 800-332-7879. This is the Money Makeover Show.
Maybe if we think and wish and hope and pray it might come true. Run, run, run. Oh, baby, then there wouldn't be a single thing.
Hey, kids. Summer's here and there's no place for good times like Horseshoe Junction in Plano. Horseshoe Junction once again offers their summer pass for a full summer of fun. Only $89 to get unlimited attractions every day all summer long, including their latest and greatest Palladium. Plus unlimited go-karts, bumper boats, miniature golf, a rock wall, jumpers, and laser tag. Get your personalized summer pass card today and start the nonstop fun this summer. And don't forget about the great specials at Horseshoe Junction. On Mondays, buy one, get one free attractions. Tuesday, buy an extreme wristband and get a free movie pass. Wednesday, buy an extreme wristband and your friend gets the same for a penny. Thursday, get the family four-pack deal for only $79. All summer long, get the sizzling summer night special. After 6 p.m., $10 off extreme wristbands. Horseshoe Junction open Monday through Thursday, 10 till 10, Friday till 11, Saturday from 10 till 11, and Sunday noon till 9. The summer fun never ends at Horseshoe Junction Butt Bar.
Horseshoe Junction, it's a kick.
Cruzy Village, Brenham's only full-service retirement community, offering independent living cottages and apartments with lush landscapes and secluded courtyards. Assisted living at La Roche Manor for help with daily activities and nursing care at the Cruzy Healthcare Center, specializing in rehabilitation and private pay. Call today at 979-830-1996 for more information or to schedule a tour. Cruzy Village is truly a complete retirement community that can assist you in whatever stage of life you're in. Call 979-830-1996. Cruzy Village is a strong supporter of the youth and Brenham sports teams.
Breaker 19, this is a rubber duck.
The Truck Center, 3625 Highway 290 West in Brenham, is Brenham's first full-service truck repair facility. They're a dealer for Ranch Hand, Bodyguard, and several varieties and brands of truck stuff. We're your one-stop shop. Need tires? We've got them. Have a flat? The Truck Center will repair your flats. The Truck Center also carries airbags and spring kits for your towing vehicles and LED lights and aftermarket add-ons for pickups and big trucks. Come see us. We're open Monday through Friday from 8 to 5:30.
There are a lot of things in life that should make you nervous. Skydiving. Swimming with sharks. Your mother-in-law. But going to the dentist shouldn't be one of them, especially if you're a patient of Dr. Paul LaRoche in Brenham. Now offering water-laser dentistry, technology that combines laser energy and water. No more rough grinding and drilling, and in most cases, no need for painful numbing shots. What are you afraid of? Find out more about water-laser. Call LaRoche Dentistry at 836-5666. They make smiles happen.
I remember the moment.
I'll never forget that moment.
As long as I live.
As long as I live.
Several of us were working to rescue a family.
The house collapsed on top of the cellar door and trapped them.
We had to use Humvees and heavy machinery to move massive trees and debris.
We got them out.
We helped a lot of people out.
It felt good to know I could really make a difference.
Because I'm a citizen soldier in the National Guard.
Be there the moment your community needs you. Learn more at NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Texas National Guard. Aired by the Texas Association of Broadcasters and this station.
The Money Makeover Team is here live to help you make smarter financial decisions. Now, here's your Money Makeover Team.
All righty. Just want to let you know, we do have a winner. We do have a winner. Carolyn called up during the break and answered the question correctly and scored two free passes to next Wednesday's big Social Security informational workshop going on at the Cannery Kitchen here in Brenham. Yes, you have to have passes so we can get a head count.
Right.
And so it's our clients already get the priority number one on the list. And then for all of you that we've been doing this contest with Social Security and Medicare questions the last couple of weeks or so, that's the only other way to get those passes at this point.
If you are our client and we need you to respond if you're going to come so we get the head count for the right amount of seating and the food.
Yeah, and by the way, our phone number for the office, just in case you're out running around and don't want to have to look it up somewhere, 979-836-2903. That's 836-2903. And we'll be glad to reserve your spot. In the meantime, what was that question we asked to get the tickets?
How old do you have to be to apply? When do you need to apply for Medicare?
Mm-hmm.
And that was age 65.
Yes.
Social Security is not the same age if you were born.
Not anymore.
Yeah, it used to be, but not anymore. So if you're waiting to file for Medicare, don't wait till your full retirement age on Social Security because you will be penalized. You'll be charged more for Medicare forever after for filing late.
So age 65 for your Medicare benefits, okay? And I know 99.9% of you out there probably know that, but we always like to make sure that we reiterate these things because sometimes this stuff gets confusing.
Yeah, it just slips your mind. So we were talking before the break about investing. I had a client who wanted to move all his funds into all his money into the IRA into four funds. And if that's what he wants to do, fine. I don't necessarily agree with that because I think there's a lot more out there that you can get. Like one of the things that he wanted was a large cap aggressive growth fund. Well, why not, if you're going to do that one, have a large cap fund, a mid cap fund, and a small cap fund? You can do all of that because the minimum, you don't need a, you need about $1,000, $5,000 in each one of those, and you can have all three of them.
Yeah.
And so your money's now spread out a lot further. But the question is, okay, if he wants to do that, fine. But now how do you monitor that? What do you look for? Is those, are those funds still doing what they're supposed to do?
Yeah, whatever is a great fund now may not be a great fund a few months from now or a year from now. So how do you gauge whether you should stay in that or not?
Yeah, you have to do a little research on there, and you can do it. The internet, and you can find all kinds of things if you know what you're looking for. But there's a thing called style drift. In this particular case, there was a large cap aggressive growth fund. That's what its purpose is, to look at large companies that are aggressive, growing, not looking for dividends. Or I mean, that's their objective. Well, sometimes the fund managers want to boost their returns, and so maybe they buy some things that aren't necessarily large cap, but they might be mid cap or small cap because they have more growth potential.
Yep.
And if they do that over a course of a year or two, all of a sudden you don't necessarily have a large cap growth fund. You have a balanced or a spread fund. And if that's not what you're looking for, how do you know that? So that's called style drift, and that's not uncommon to happen in some of these funds. You got to look at their track record. You got to look at what they're investing in. It takes a little work. It's not just pick a fund and sit on it forever.
Yeah, that's right. So, again, you know, it's always a process. It's a constant monitoring type of thing. If you're that kind of a person and you want to do that, that's fine. There's not no rules against it, but like I said, earlier, before we went to this last break, if it's an IRA or 401k or 403b type of any kind of retirement account, what one spouse wants to do with their retirement account is not going to force the other spouse into doing it. I mean, I guess mentally.
Yes.
To stay married. Maybe some people do that. But, you know, in this case, we have a husband and wife. She's got an IRA. He's got an IRA. And he cannot call us and say, I want you to switch my wife's IRA investments to the same ones I'm doing. Each individual with the, each of their retirement accounts has to make those decisions.
He can call, but now we have to verify it with her directly. That is that really what you want to do? And if so, that's fine. We'll do it. Not a problem. You know, if that's, and then we make notes of that, that this is what you said you wanted to do, so that a year from now, and if it blows up, it's a, you said this is what you wanted to do, and we talked to you.
Yeah, and the thing is, too, that we keep in touch, and we say, you know, we're getting a lot more volatility in this, or you're really, we have something we can run kind of like a screening device on mutual funds, for instance, different types of investments like that, and we can see what stocks of what companies they own inside of those things. Because how are you going to know? I mean, you can go to Morningstar or some of these other online things and see the top five or top ten companies that each of these investment vehicles, such as mutual funds, owns. All right. Usually it's whatever companies they owned in the last 30 days or so. Yeah. Right.
Or last time they printed their. So it's 30
their
days.
Updates.
Updates or quarterly.
So, right. But you'd be surprised how many times you can have a fund that says it's a large value or a large growth or maybe a balanced fund. And the primary holdings, the top two or three company stocks that all three of those funds own, would be one of the big companies. It could be a big oil company. It could be a big internet company.
Yeah, that's the most common. Is it Microsoft, Exxon?
Yep, Chevron.
You look at those funds in the top five holdings, and some of these, they all own the same thing. So you may have three different...
Johnson & Johnson.
Yeah.
I mean, you can have more than an 8 or 10% concentration in one company. One company stock, but you've got three different sounding and looking titled mutual funds. Well, so you should be diversified.
It takes a little work on that one, and especially that one. Another question we had, which is a good one, since we're talking investments here, especially out here, got money to
invest,
and question was, should I buy cattle or should I invest it?
It's a IRA. Different type of investment, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Cattle's called livestock. It's stock, but it just happens to be on four legs, and it's live.
Mm-hmm.
So it's livestock. It goes up and down in value, and it is an investment. So now the question is, I mean, it's an easy question. Should I buy cattle or should I buy or invest more into my 401k?
So how do you help somebody make those decisions or at least get them thinking?
Yeah, so there, it sounds like a simple question, but there's a lot of things that we need to know. Have you done that in the past, buy cattle? Do you know how to run cattle? Are you currently running cattle?
Is someone else going to run the cattle on your place? And what is that arrangement? And what kind of income and expenses
What type
would you
of
have?
Liability might you pick up? You know, if you're already doing cattle now, and you're making some money at it. I've never heard of really big money on it, but if you're making some money at it,
it depends.
Should you buy more or should you invest? Well, that comes down to it's a risk factor again, because cattle is just as risky as investing in the stock market. Sometimes it's even more.
Went through an extended drought.
Yeah.
Now we have plenty of water that we've had so far
and
the last year or two. Yes. But memories can be short. Now, usually farmers and ranchers don't have that short of memory, right? But, again, where and how are you divided up, I guess, with everything you've got your money in is another thing. How much of your total of everything you own, is real estate, ranch, cows already maybe, other types of investments, gold, bullion, whatever you've got, okay, versus what you got in your 401k, your bank account, all these other things.
Right.
So it's really ratios of what you've got, and that's your total of everything you look at, not just how much have I got in my stock or bond account, but
your investable
everything.
Assets, because cattle is a sector.
Mm-hmm.
It's a commodity, really, is what it is.
Yeah, there are even mutual funds or exchange-traded funds that deal in this.
Which is amazing. You can buy a mutual fund that owns cattle.
Believe it or not, and you'd know it by the title.
You saw the symbol, but we're not going to recommend any of those. We don't recommend those. But point being is that's a sector, and that carries risk factors. So you look at all your investable assets. A lot of people like real estate. Same thing. That may not be as liquid as cattle. Cattle may, I've never run cattle, so I just heard lots of stories about it. So, but the point being that's an investment sector, and if you're familiar with it and you have too much of it? That's the other part.
There is such a thing, too, as you've heard the term land poor. You've got a ton of land, and it could be worth $10 million, depending on where it is, what it is, acreage, and all that. But if you got nothing in your bank account,
and it's not producing much income,
then you got land poor.
Yeah, there's all those factors have to go into play, and that's why you need to talk to a competent advisor. Somebody who understands all that, or better yet, a team of advisors. Because it's always better to get more than one set of eyes and ears and thoughts looking at that, because there's so many things. If you've been listening to us we're coming up on going over 9 years now here at KWHI. If you've been listening to us over the years, there's so many different topics. And then Congress comes in their infinite wisdom and changes all the tax rules. So it's kind of like, okay, what's going on now? And that comes back to where, Tony, you and I have to take those 30 credit hours every 2 years to keep our certified financial planning designation. So we read up on all these articles and classes and so on. So we got a better feel for what's happening because things change. Your life changes.
Yeah. So, again, we do keep up to date, and when things change, we know. So if you have questions, always, always feel free to call us at the office. When we're not sitting here on the radio, fine, call us later on at the office. If we're not standing right there to take your call, leave your message with Sharon, and that's fine. And our number at the office, again, is 979-836-2903. That's 979-836-2903. So coming back, let's talk about a very popular, it's all over the radio, the TV, you should own it, you should own it, you should own it. All the commercials, boy, the push is on. What about owning gold? So did you know that you'll be taxed differently on that? And it might be more expensive than you think.
That's if you make a profit.
Well, and you might. Now, So what are the pros and cons of this from a tax kind of a standpoint? We're going to let you know because it is different.
Owning the metal, the actual thing that you can touch and hold and feel.
Yep. So we'll deal with that. And again, if you've got a question in between, here's our number for that. Call us during the break. If you're shy and don't want your voice on the air, call us now. We'll talk to you right on the old phone here at 800-332-7879. 800-332-7879. 800-332-7879. This is the Money Makeover Show.
Need a professional straight mower? Kubota builds commercial zero-turn mowers with great maneuverability, power, and comfort. Get a Kubota Z700 zero-turn mower now with financing as low as 0% APR for up to 4 years during Kubota's Power to Do Great Things sales event. That's value. That's Kubota. Your Kubota dealer is WC Tractor and Brenham Bryant and Navasota.
Finance available through Kubota Credit Corporation USA, not through September 30th, 2015. Call toll-free 1-888-465-8268 for details about cost and terms.
The annual Fireman's Fiesta is scheduled for Saturday, August 8th. Their delicious steak and sausage dinner with all the trimmings will be served starting at 5:30 p.m., followed by the live auction with some great items to bid on. Tickets are $12 in advance or $15 at the door. Tickets are available at Roberts Service Station, Brenham Office Supply, K&M Grocery, and at the Brenham Fire Station, or from any Brenham firefighter. Support Brenham's firemen by attending the Fireman's Fiesta, Saturday, August 8th, at the Fireman's Training Center on Highway 290 West in Brenham.
Spend a fun day celebrating the Somerville Dam Lake Fest on Saturday, July 18th. Due to the high water in Welch Park, the Lake Fest has been moved to Pasnell Park in the city of Somerville. There will be an IBCA-sanctioned state championship barbecue cook-off on Friday and Saturday, July 17th and 18th. Also, arts and crafts, food vendors, plus live music with Corey Morrow. Also, enjoy washer pitching and horseshoe tournaments, Kids Zone with bounce houses, maze, face painting, and more. And at 7 p.m., live music with Corey Morrow. Now I'm a brand new me. Early evening features live music followed by Max Starling and then Corey Morrow at 7 p.m. So be at the Somerville Dam Lake Fest on July 18th. This year it's a pastor party at Pastoral. The park is at 1098 Avenue E in the city of Somerville, just a few blocks behind B&B Grocery. Admission is $10 for adults, $5 for children 5 to 12. Find out more at BurlesonCountyTX.com/Lakefest or call 979-567-0000.
For a beautifully landscaped lawn, call R&S Environmental in Brenham. Reagan Jackson, owner, offers landscaping design, installation, and maintenance. He can tackle any job your yard may need, including mowing, trimming, weed eating, edging, blowing, and cleanup. He also offers yard leveling, grading and drainage, hedge and tree trimming, flower bed weeding, mulching, fertilizing, and cleanup. You'll be the envy of the neighborhood when you have R&S Environmental design, install, or maintain your lawn. Call R&S Environmental, 979-661-4280. Free estimates available.
At Schlitterbahn, there's so much for my family to do. We need a checklist because I want to hold on to every moment. Miles of slides, rivers, and waves? Check. Wow, that's my son on Boogie Bond. surfing an endless wave. Check. My daughter cannot believe how loud I screamed as we whooshed up and down the hills of the water coaster. Getting our adrenaline pumping? Check. We also love how we can float the day away and enjoy so much family fun together. Plus, Schlitterbahn welcomes picnics and has free parking in two. Estimated savings of $100? Check. At the end of our day, we've all got special moments to hold on to. So find yours at Schlitterbahn. Packing our summer with amazing memories? Definitely check. Hold on to every moment at Schlitterbahn.
Get discounted tickets and plan your stay at Schlitterbahn.com.
It's the hottest, coolest time in Texas. We're going to Schlitterbahn.
AM 1280 KWHI has news for you. News for You is up-to-the-minute headlines from around the nation and world, as well as commentary, human interest stories, and humor in 5 minutes. It's everything you need to stay informed. Join me, David Weiss, with News for You 3 times a day, Monday through Friday, at 7:30 a.m., 12:30 p.m., and 5:20 p.m. to be informed and entertained. It's a unique spin on the news every weekday with me, David Weiss, right here on AM 1280 KWHI, where the news comes first. After all, it's news for you.
The Money Makeover Team is here live to help you make smarter financial decisions. Now, here's your Money Makeover Team.
All right, welcome back to the Money Makeover Show with the Money Makeover Team from Neal Financial Group. Offices in Central Texas, on Main Street, across from the courthouse in downtown Brenham. Also, another one on St. James Place near San Felipe Road, Street, I don't know, Boulevard. I don't know. I never have known what San Felipe is in Houston.
Busy anyway, road. It's a busy road.
There are a lot of traffic. But we have another office there about a mile and a half from the Galleria in the city of Houston. Got you taken care of no matter what. Again, here's our office phone number. If you want to talk to us later, if you want to come by for that free review, you want to set that up, glad to have you as our guest and answer your questions in our office anytime. And that number is 979-836-2903. That's 836-2903. Said we were going to talk about gold as an investment. Not good, bad, indifferent, whatever, but a couple of things you need to know about how it is taxed. It is different than taxes on other stuff.
So that's why it starts out such an easy question. Should I own some gold? You know, I'd like to buy some gold coins. Not collector coins, just gold coins as an investment or gold bullion, because the market's so volatile. You hear on the other station, I don't know about this station, but on TV and radio, you need to buy gold for when the next big crash comes. Well, yes, at some point between now and the next 10 years, my guess is there will be a crash somewhere. But in 10 years' time, what happens? You know, if you were buying gold when it was up to, what, $1,800? $1,900 an ounce?
$2,000. We went above $2,000 an ounce for a while.
And now it's in the $1,100 range. You lost an awful lot of money there. Plus, owning the gold itself doesn't pay anything.
No, you don't get any interest or dividends off of it.
Yeah, the only thing is pure growth and safety. Mm-hmm. So, and that's right now with the market being volatile and with CDs and treasuries and money markets paying, you know, less than 1%, precious metals do look kind of attractive to own the actual metal that you can touch and feel. Now, a question here is, okay, so you want to buy gold, and you buy gold. What are you going to do with it now? You're going to put it under your mattress? You're going to bury it in the backyard? What are you going to do with it? Because it can get stolen. If your house burns down, gold melts.
Yeah, it's not a real high temperature.
That's right.
For that,
so
that's true.
Most people tend paying a storage fee or setup fee to hold the gold. Mm-hmm. So in that, if that's the case, then you're paying on a regular basis to hold a metal.
Mm-hmm. And especially if you want to put it inside of a retirement plan,
mm-hmm.
an IRA, you can do a self-directed 401k, those kind of things where you can actually hold.
You can buy the gold metal, but you have to then pay.
And coins in some cases. Have to be U.S. coins, by the way. and you, retirement plan.
You have to pay a holding fee or storage fee to whatever the whoever you bought the gold from to hold it for you. But you actually own the metal. It's there.
So you may or may not have storage costs in
just depends.
Along with everything.
Yeah. But if you do buy it and you buy it now, let's say it's a good buy at $1,100 an ounce. And it goes up to $2,000 again. Okay, now's the time to sell. And you make $900 profit an ounce. How is that taxed? It's different. It's different.
Because gold, silver, those things are taxed as a collectible. Just like if you had an antique car. Or some paintings,
it falls
those
under
kind
the,
of things.
The considered collectibles for federal income tax purposes. And this article is just like Beanie Babies was a collectible.
Yeah, Beanie Babies.
How you
Baby.
Like to pay taxes on those. Huh?
Okay.
So anyway, anytime you get long-term capital gains, the net, they're subject to the federal income tax rate of 28% instead of the standard long-term capital gains of maximum gains of 20%.
Now, it also has to do with your own personal tax bracket, other issues involved. Now, if you have a lower tax bracket, you don't get hit quite as hard.
If, lower tax bracket, it just goes into the ordinary income tax rate as capital gains. It's still there, but the capital gains is because you get to deduct losses versus profit and so on. But it's a lower tax rate. But if you're in a higher tax rate, and that's what when people start buying gold, they tend to be in a higher tax rate because it costs a lot more. You know, if an ounce of gold, $1,100, and if you want to own 50 ounces, you're talking some serious money there in one investment. Well, that then is if you're in the higher tax bracket, which is anywhere from 28% and up, you sell that as a profit, your gold's taxed at 28% capital gains instead of the normal 20% maximum taxable gains. Oh, one more thing, though. If you're in a higher income bracket, you also get to pay an extra 3.8% net investment income tax on top of the 28%.
So you're really paying about 32%.
Right. Unless you're in the top tax bracket, which is 39.6%, and you sold and made a profit in gold, you add 3.8 on top of that, now you're up, you're paying 43% tax on your gold profit.
So it's either buy and hold.
That's right.
Put it in the backyard, put it in the strong box somewhere or whatever. And I think that's what a lot of people who do those kinds of investments.
Yeah, those type of
I hard think assets.
The best
like
way
that.
To own gold is called the February effect.
Oh.
Valentine's Day.
Jewelry, I'm all for that.
Jewelry goes a long way with gold.
Hey, we come up with some great ideas, don't we, here on the Money Makeover Show. And by the way, I'm getting the idea that the music's playing. That means we got to get out of here.
Yep, we'll be back here on Monday.
See you then.
The show you have just been listening to is sponsored by the Neal Financial Group and does not reflect the view of KWHI or its advertisers. The opinions voiced in this show are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual. You should consult a financial professional when considering making investments in the financial markets. Financial markets may involve risks. Past performance is no guarantee of future results. Nothing said on this show is intended to or should be considered an offer or solicitation to buy or sell any security. Securities are offered through LPL Financial, their Brenham office at 979-836-2903.
You've been listening to the Money Makeover Show on KWHI Brenham.